USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official saying thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking an effort to send most of the migrants back to Haiti. And House Democrats have introduced a standalone bill that would provide $1 billion in funding to replenish Israel's Iron Dome air defense system, a day after removing it from a bill to fund the government through December. House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut introduced the standalone bill, saying that replenishing the Iron Dome system is part of the U.S.'s legal and moral responsibility. The funding was pulled from the original bill after objections from progressive lawmakers. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The FDA approved Pfizer's COVID vaccine for use in booster shots for those 65 and older, those at risk for serious disease, and those at a higher risk of infection because of their jobs. But many are still questioning the need for a booster, especially with rates of natural immunity from previous infection. Emergency room physician Dr. Darian Sutton tells ABC News that he still recommends those who have had COVID to get vaccinated because early studies have shown the combination provides very high levels of protection.
Does natural immunity exist? And I'll have to say, in short, it does. But there's a lot of issues around that. We've seen some preprint studies and studies that have yet to be peer-reviewed that have helped us to understand that those who have had a recent infection are unlikely to get reinfected. But we also know that those who have had natural infections have variability in their immune responses. And we also know that we don't officially have a test to confirm who is immune and who isn't. And we know that those who have been naturally infected and subsequently get vaccinated have the highest level of protection.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
At a virtual summit on Wednesday, President Biden announced that the U.S. would be making another large donation of COVID-19 vaccines to the UN's COVAX program for poorer countries.
But we also know that to beat the pandemic here, we need to beat it everywhere. And I made and I'm keeping the promise that America will become the arsenal of vaccines, as were the arsenal for democracy during World War II. We've already shipped nearly 160 million doses to 100 countries, more than every other country has donated combined. America's donations of a half a billion Pfizer vaccines through COVAX that I've announced before the G7 summit in June have already begun to ship. Today, I'm announcing another historic commitment. The United States is buying another half billion doses of Pfizer to donate to low and middle-income countries around the world.
And the Federal Reserve indicated that it may slow its efforts to stimulate the economy amid signs of progress in its recovery. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday that the body's test for inflation has already been met. Their benchmark for employment, however, is not there yet. The Fed could announce its pullback on stimulus as early as November. The Fed's policymaking committee signaled that it may raise the interest rate sooner than expected in 2022. Powell also said that Congress's decision to raise the debt ceiling could change the Fed's future plans. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.